所以今天我的讲道是特别为阿忠而设的。
Today's message is especially designed for a Zhong.
但是也是为我们每一个的。
But of course, today's message is also for every one of us here.
今天讲到的题目叫重生的洗。
Today's message, the title is Washing of Regeneration.
阿忠准备洗礼已经有一段长的时间。
It's been quite a long time since A Zhong started preparing for baptism.
这个是正常的吗?
Is this normal?
他应该用短一些的时间吗?
Should he have used a bit less time to prepare for today?
不一定。
Well, not necessarily.
因为时间短,功夫快,不一定就好。
With less time, it seems like more efficient, but it doesn't necessarily mean the outcome would be good.
一个人从听福音到洗礼本来就是一个过程。
For a person to go from first hearing the gospel to the point of receiving baptism is a process in itself.
论到这个过程，圣经谈及有五步。
When we talk about this process, the Bible touches on five different steps.
第一步是听福音。
The first step is the hearing of the gospel.
第二步就是明白自己所听的。
The second step is to understand what you have heard.
第三步，明白之后呢，相信自己所听的。
The third step is having understood, you believe in what you've heard.
第四步。
The fourth step.
相信之后呢，去接受，去洗礼。
Having believed, you actually accept it into your heart and you express it through baptism.
最后第五步。
The final, the fifth step is
持守所听的到终生。
To hold fast to it, to persevere till the end.
你想一想，这个过程呀，有五步呢。
So consider this, it's got five different steps.
这五步的过程不单需要时间。
This process that involves these five steps requires time, of course.
每一步，特别是第三、第四、第五步，做起来重重困难。
Each step has its own difficulty, especially the third to the fifth steps, they are quite difficult.
除了人必须努力以外，
Well, not only does a person have to strive,
没有神自己的帮助是不可能做得到的。
It's actually impossible without God's help.
那今天阿忠已经从第一步走到第四步。
Today, A Zhong has already advanced from the first step to the fourth step.
他的童年、少年时期在中国没有听过福音。
Back in his teens, when he was still in China, he had never heard the gospel.
来到这里，他听了福音。
After he came to the UK, he had the chance to listen to the gospel.
过了很长的时间，他才开始明白所听的。
But it's after a long time of hearing the word of God that he finally come to understand.
开始的时候，他以为听明白了，其实他没明白。
Well, at first, he might think, oh, he already understood it, but actually he didn't understand it.
开始的时候，他不相信，后来他从心里相信了。
He didn't believe at first, but now he believes it from his heart.
其实要听明白所听的福音一点都不容易。
Actually, it's no easy thing to understand what you hear from the word of God.
去学校上学，听明白老师所说的不太难。
Well,Going to school, trying to understand what your teachers are saying in class is actually not that difficult.
但是要明白关于神的事情一点都不容易。
But to understand the things concerning God is no easy thing.
有一些人听来听去几十年都没有听明白。
Some people might have been sitting there listening to the gospel for decades and still cannot understand.
阿忠今天已经走到第四步。
Today, A Zhong has already come to the fourth step.
各位，你又走到哪一步呢？
And I wonder which stage are you in?
我们大家都走了第一步。
All of us have taken the first step.
你我都听了福音。
You and I have heard the gospel.
你听明白吗？
But have you understood it?
你真的觉得听明白了吗？
Do you truly believe you understand the message of the gospel?
就算你听得明白，
Even if you do understand,
第三步就不简单。
The third step is not that easy.
你相信不相信你所听的？
Do you believe or do you not believe what you have heard?
还是你心里想教会的人是傻瓜？
Or do you think?Secretly in your heart that all these people in the church are actually fools.
这样不切实际的事情都相信。
How come they would believe in such impractical things?
要是你这样想，可能意味着你还没听明白。
If you think like that, then that means you still do not understand.
但是你听明白的，你相信吗？
But even if you do understand the message, do you truly believe it?
啊，中不但听了福音，不但明白了，不但相信了。
阿中 not only has heard the gospel, he has understood it, and he also believes it.
他决定了接受所听的。
He has decided to accept it, to receive it into his heart.
福音怎么叫他做人？他决定接受。
He decided to accept what the gospel, what the word of God teaches him, how he should conduct his life.
天父上帝如何要求他做人，他服从接受。
He is willing to accept and obey what God teaches him to do in following him.
要接受福音的要求非常困难。
Actually, the condition of accepting the gospel is very difficult.
阿中已经走到第四步了。
But Ajohn has already come to the fourth step.
马上他就要接受洗礼了。
And very soon he will be receiving baptism.
洗礼之后，
After baptism,
Ajohn还需要与神的教会一起终生的持守到底。
Ajohn still needs to persevere together with the whole church.
所以今天洗礼之后还有第五步。
So after baptism today, there's still the fifth step that he has to take.
所以大家，你走到哪一步？
So again, I want to ask, which step have you taken? Which stage are you in now?
每星期天所听的宝贵的圣经的话，你明白吗？
Have you actually understood the precious message that you hear week after week on Sundays?
你从心里相信吗？
Do you truly believe from your heart?
你接受了吗？
Have you accepted it?
你接受洗礼吗？
And do you want to receive baptism?
圣经里有重生的洗这样的一句话。
In the Bible, there's this phrase, washing of regeneration.
这句话是出自提多书第三章第五节。
And it comes from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
我们大家来想一想这句话，重生的洗。
Let us consider this phrase, washing of regeneration.
为什么圣经不说是洗礼？
Why doesn't the Bible just simply say baptism?
为什么要说明是重生的洗？
Why does it specify is the washing of regeneration, born again?
圣经这样描写洗礼有几个原因。
The reason the Bible puts it this way is,
第一个原因，
well, the first reason is,
洗礼应该是一个人重生的时刻。
Baptism should mark the beginning or the beginning point when a person is born again, the moment of a person is born again.
也就是说，正常来说，一个人接受洗礼的那一刻，就是他重生的时间。
That is to say, when a person receives baptism, at that moment, he is born again.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
这是神的安排。
This is God's arrangement.
这是神所要的。
This is the way God wants it.
但是圣经说洗礼是重生的洗，还有另外一个原因。
But the reason the Bible describes baptism as the washing of regeneration also includes the following.
洗礼的时候，一个人不一定就获重生。
Actually, when a person goes through baptism, he might not necessarily be born again.
我在说，一个洗礼的人不一定就会重生。
Well, let me repeat and emphasize, a person who receives baptism does not necessarily has a new life. He is not necessarily born again.
要是一个人洗过礼却没有获得重生，洗礼对他来说就是空洞的，没用的。
If a person is baptized and yet is not born again, his baptism is empty, is useless.
更危险的是，洗礼这个人会陷入自欺。
But, what is more dangerous is that that person who has received baptism would fall into self-deception.
因为他以为我这么勇敢，别人都没有去洗礼，我竟然今天去洗礼了。
Because he would be thinking to himself, see, I'm so bold and full of courage, I took this step. And look at the other people, they don't even dare taking this step.
我肯定比别人好。
So of course, that would mean that I'm better than the other people.
其实洗礼过了，但是他没有重生过。
But the problem is, yes, he did receive baptism, and yet he had not been born again.
只有洗礼那一刻，神使一个人重生，洗礼才有用。
Baptism is only effective, is only meaningful if God causes that person to be born again at baptism.
今天阿忠马上就要接受洗礼。
Today, we are soon going to witness John's baptism.
关键在于今天神会还是不会使阿忠获重生啦。
The key lies in whether God is going to cause阿忠to be born again.
这一个问题是最关键的问题。
This is the most crucial question.
人要符合什么的条件，神才会使他获重生呢？
What is the condition before God causes a person to be born again?
神所定下的条件是
The condition that God has set is
一个人要用一颗柔顺的心，完全没有保留的降服于神，一生听从他。
The person to be born again has to have a humble, gentle and obedient heart.To be totally yielded to God without any reservation.
这是神对一个洗礼的人的要求。
This is the condition required before a person can be born again at baptism.
即便历代以来，教会的传道者把这个要求变得很简单，很容易。
Even though many preachers have actually lowered the standard and make the requirements seem much easier.
我们用了重生这两个字很多遍，重生到底是什么一回事？
Today we've used this word regeneration over and over again, but what does regeneration really mean? Or regeneration, or in another way to put it is to be born again. What does being born again involve?
重生是当一个人抛弃了他的旧的生命。
To be born again is when a person forsakes the old way of life.
完全把自己降服于神。
And he is totally yielding his whole life to God.
神就把自己美丽的生命赐给他。
Then God would grant him his life, his beautiful life.
当神把他自己美丽的生命给过他，这个人就重生。
So after God has granted this person God's own beautiful life, this person is born again.
但首先，这个人是顺服神。
But first, this person must be one who obeys God.
百分百。
100%.
毫无保留的。
With no reservation.
这个时候，神就接纳他。
This way, God will accept him.
进入他心里居住。
God will dwell in this person.
神开始了改变这个人、美化这个人的工程。
And God would start this transforming and beautifying work in this person.
将自己美丽的性情赐给这个人。
Imparting to this person God's own beautiful nature and character.
使他有一个新人生。
So that the person will have new life.
使他成为一个新造的人。
So that this person becomes a new creation.
这样的重生只有亲自体会过的人才知道是什么一回事。
But only those who have experienced it in their lives will understand what this whole process of being born again is about.
但是如果这个人对神的回应有所保留，以上的一切都不会发生。
However, if that person has any reservation towards God, then I'm afraid none of the above will take place.
我们怎么知道一个人重生了没有？
How do we know if a person has been born again?
重生这种说法，是否是比较玄，很难明白？
Is being born again a very mystical concept, very difficult to grasp?
一个人重生了的人，能够看得出来吗？
Can we tell if a person is indeed born again?
重了生的人有一个基本的标志。
There is actually one basic mark of regeneration.
其实基本的标志有好些，但是今天我会提起其中一个标志。
There are actually several different marks you can tell whether a person is born again, but today we're going to focus on this particular one.
你需要先明白，重生是神为人所进行美化、改变的工程的开端。
You need to understand, being born again is the starting point of this whole process of God's transforming and beautifying work in your life.
所以，重生了的人有一种美。
That's the reason why a person who has been born again has this beauty in him.
If you, 如果你喜欢美，那么重生你就有兴趣了。
If you like beautiful things, if you know how to adore beauty, then you would be interested in regeneration.
因为一个重了生的人有一种美。
Because a person who has been born again has this beauty in him.
不是因为他长得帅。
Not because he's handsome looking.
不是因为他花了很多钱去化妆。
And not because this person has spent a lot of money on cosmetic products.
不一定是因为他很有钱。
And it's not because he's particularly rich.
不一定因为他的教育的程度非常高。
Well, not because this person is particularly highly educated.
一个重了生的人的美是万物的创造主的美。
This beauty that you see in a born-again person is actually the beauty of God, our Creator.
这美是表现在这个人对神、对别人的态度上。
This beauty is manifested in the way this person responds to God. It's shown through the attitude that this person has towards God.
这一点也只有一个体会过的人才明白。
And this particular point is also something that you need to first experience it in order to understand it.
因为这个人毫无保留的降服于神，神就将自己美丽的性情给过他。
Because this person is willing to yield to God.Completely, totally, without reservation. So God is willing to impart His own beautiful character, His nature, to this person.
在刚才大家唱歌的用的程序表上面，这第二面我们看见有两段的经文。
Please turn open to page 2 of your program sheet. There are two passages printed on there.
第二段经文是耶稣所讲的三种比喻。
The second passage is the parable of sower told by Jesus himself.
我现在用中文为大家念出。
Now I'm going to read it out in Chinese.
耶稣说，这三种比喻的意思是， 种子就是神的圣言，那撒在路旁的是说人刚刚听就被那恶者扑来把那言从他心里夺去，唯恐他们信了得救。那落在乱石上的是说人听了那言立即欢呼迎接，但这等人没根，只信的片许遇上考验便背弃了。还有那丢在荆棘丛中的，是说人听了正要前行，却让今生的烦恼、财富的诱惑和享乐把那言记住了，自力就成熟不了。而那播在好土里的，是说人听了神的那言就明白领受，并将它守护在一颗美丽善良的心里，坚忍不拔，结出子实，得了30倍、60倍、100倍的收获。在撒种比喻里头，耶稣用了一颗美丽善良的心这句话来形容一个重生的人。
In the parable of the sower, Jesus uses the phrase "a beautiful and good heart" to describe the new attitude which a born-again person has towards God.
请注意，这句话是出现在比喻的最后的一行。
Please notice this phrase appears at the very end of this passage.
这句话描述一个听福音洗礼的过程已经走到第四步的一个人。
This phrase is used to describe a person who has come to the fourth step, who is about to receive baptism.
这个人已经听见了神的福音。
This person has already heard the gospel.
他听明白了。
And he has understood it.
他就相信了。
And he even believes it.
他鼓起勇气去接受神的要求。
And he has taken the courage to accept this condition, this requirement.
包括去洗礼。
Including to receive baptism.
领受之后，这个人更将这个听的福音守护在，用一个心态来守护在心里。
But what's more, having done all these, now this person is going to hold fast to what he has received and to safeguard his heart.
是用一种特别的态度去守护着。
And that is to have this particular new attitude to safeguard his heart.
耶稣说，是用一颗美丽善良的心。
And that is to have an honest and good heart.
一般来说，描写一个人的心或者是态度，不会用美丽这两个字。
Well, normally we don't use the word beautiful.To describe our heart, do we?
一般我们用美丽两个字来描述一个女孩子，一个很帅的男人。
We usually talk about a beautiful woman or a handsome guy.
但是耶稣这里的原文呢，的确用了两个字，美丽、善良。
But indeed, when you look at the Greek original, Jesus, the words that Jesus use here is beautiful and good.
一个洗了礼或重生的人，神使他的心改变了，生发出一个美丽善良的态度来。
So a person who has received baptism, who has been born again, he has been changed by God, transformed by God, so that from his inmost being he can it flows out this beauty.
所以我们刚才问的问题是，怎么能看出来一个人已经重过生？
So, returning to the question we raised, how do we tell if a person has been born again?
一个真的重生过了一个人，因为把自己降服在神面前的缘故。
A person who is truly born again because he's willing to yield completely, totally to God.
神能使他生发出美丽的态度。
God can cause this person to have a new and beautiful attitude.
你小心地观察这个人，你也能够看得出来，他变得美丽了。
And if you observe this person closely, you would notice the beauty that's coming out from this person.
这个人对神的态度已经变得美丽，变得善良了。
The attitude that this person has towards God has become beautiful and good.
这个人对别人的态度也已经变得美丽了。
And similarly, the attitude that this person has towards his fellow man, his other people, has become beautiful and good.
他对别人有关心。
He would show concern towards others.
他对别人愿意宽恕别人的过错。
And he's willing to forgive.
他对别人大量。
He doesn't hold on to grudges.
他变得美丽了。
He becomes beautiful.
你会发觉这个人容易相处。
And you would notice this person gets along with people well.
这是神创造主的工作。
This is the work of our Creator, our God.
这个是一个重生过的人的其中一个标志。
This is one of the marks of a person who is born again.
好像圣经说，因为神的爱，借着那赐给我们的圣灵，已经倾注在我们的心里了。
Just like what the Bible tells us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
所以刚才我们学习了洗礼必须有重生。
So just now we already learned that at baptism, we must go through being born again.
不然洗礼是空洞，是没用的。
Otherwise, baptism is just meaningless and empty.
我们又看到神所定下的重生的条件是什么。
We also looked at the condition for a person to be born again.
我们刚刚看到怎样能够看出一个人已经重生过。
We then looked at how we can tell if a person has been born again.
让我告诉大家，神要求你抛弃旧的生命，要求你甘心的顺从他，其实是出于好意。
Let me tell you, the fact that God requires us to forsake our old way of life,
甘心的顺从他
，and to willingly, joyfully obey Him, to yield to Him, that's actually for our own good.
神不是想控制你。
It's not that God wants to control us.
不是神很喜欢支配你。
It's not that he wants to dictate our lives.
其实一个降服于神的人会获得自由。
Actually, a person who yields himself totally to God would enjoy freedom.
这句话你听明白吗？
Do you understand what I just said?
你要求神启示你，帮助你明白。
You need to ask God to reveal his truth to you so that you can understand.
这句话你相信吗？
Do you believe in what I just said?
获得自由之后，一个人就能够以神的爱去爱别人。
After a person has yielded himself to God and being set free, then he's free to love with God's love.
这种能爱、能原谅别人的自由啊，只当一个人完全没有保留的降服于神才能发生。
This ability to love, to forgive, only comes when a person completely, totally yields himself to God.
只当你百分百的把自己交托给神，神的爱才会借着圣灵倾注在你的心间。
Only when you yield to God 100% with no reservation, will God pour out His love.Into your hearts through His Holy Spirit.
即便你对神的回应是达到90%，这样的奇迹也不会发生。
Even if your response to God already comes to 90%, but still, because it's not total, this miracle of being born again will not happen to you.
这一点也只有亲自体会过的人才知道。
And again, this you can only understand when you have experienced it.
但是如果你选择任性
But if you choose to continue to be rebellious
你选择想怎么说想怎么做就怎么做
And you insist in going your own way
表面上你比较舒畅舒服
Well, on the surface, it might seem that you are quite at ease and enjoying yourself.
表面上你感觉挺自由的。
And on the surface, you might seem to be a person with freedom.
其实你放纵自己，你反而变得不自由。
But actually, when you allow yourself to go your own way, you would then lose your freedom.
你没有不自私的自由。
You do not have the freedom to be unselfish.
你没有牺牲自己的爱的自由。
You don't have the freedom to show forth this sacrificial love.
你没有原谅别人的过错的自由。
And you don't have the freedom, this power to forgive.
你变得越来越小气。
You will only be more and more
narrow-minded. And 你越变得越来越不美丽。
And so, of course, you will not be beautiful.
神开的条件是困难的。
Well, the condition that God requires of us is difficult.
对神，人必须百分百，毫无保留。
Whether to God or to other people, you must have a total response commitment.
正如耶稣说,
Just like what Jesus says,
你们要进窄门, 因为宽门阔路, 引向灭亡, 尽管走的人多, 而那通向生命的门, 却是窄门与小径, 找到他的人真少。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Enter through the narrow gateway. Here is the reason. The road to destruction is broad, accessed by an enormous entrance. Many people are streaming in through it. How narrow the gateway and restrictive the road that leads to life. Few actually find it.
我们对神必须毫无保留，他我们才能重生。
Only when our response to God is without reservation will we experience being born again.
否则神就不动。
Otherwise God will not act.
重生也不会发生。
So regeneration, being born again, will not take place.
即使你对神的反应达到了 50%。
Well, maybe your response to God is already 50%.
80%。
Or even 80%.
甚至90%。
Well, maybe 99%.
即便达到99%。
But even if your response is 99%,
神天父还是不接纳你的。
God will still not accept that.
即便你去洗礼，门骗过牧师，洗礼也不能使你重生。
Even if you somehow manage to get through the pastor's interview and you manage to receive baptism, you would still not receive this new life. You would still not be born again.
有一处的圣经说,
There's another passage in the Bible.
这灵前的十三章第三节,
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3.
哪怕我把家产都拿去施舍别人, 再交出我的身子让他焚烧, 要是没有爱, 就是神的爱。对我就毫无益处。
And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body that I may boast to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing.
要是没有爱，这句话就是说，要是没有来自神的爱。
So this phrase, and do not have love, actually means do not have this love of God.
不是说你自己没有什么的爱。
It's not saying that you don't have love in yourself.
这里说是你没有得到神那般的爱。
It's saying that you don't have the love that God has.
那是因为你还不是百分百的顺服神。
And that's because you are still not yet 100% obedient to God.
所以因为还没有重生。
And because you are not yet born again,
有意思说，哪怕你拿你所有的家产去施舍给别人，
Then even if you give away all your possessions to the poor,
要是没有神的爱，要是也不会 获得重生。
So, because you don't have this love from God, this love of God, you will not have, you will not be born again.
那你把你所有的财物送给别人，也没用。
So, even if you give away all your possessions to the poor, it doesn't help.
哇，你想一想啊。
Think about this.
你拿出了多少金钱给神的教会呢？
Well, how much you've given, how much you've offered up for the church of
God. 你曾经拿出了多少钱给穷人呢？
Or how much you've actually given away to the poor.
你所给的是回应神的10%还是50%呢？
How would you measure this? Is what you've given about 50% of what you've given to God?
一个把所有的家产都施舍给别人的话，肯定觉得自己达到了80%-90%了吧。
Well, I would think that a person who's willing to give away all his possessions would think to himself, well, I must have reached at least 80% of this commitment.
即便达到80%-90%，要是没有获得重生，也一点用都没有。
But the problem is, even if you've come to 80% or 90% commitment to God, but if you do not have this new life, you haven't been born again, it's still no use to you.
上一句说，如果哪怕一个人交出自己的身子，让他焚烧，要是没有爱，没有重生，一点都没用。
And if you read the next line, even if this person surrendered his body to be burned,And yet do not have love. And yet he is not born again. He does not have the love of God. It still profit him nothing.
我这个人从年轻到今天都没有什么钱的。
Well, actually, I myself have never had much money.
如果你用我奉献了、贡献了多少钱给神的教会的话，我的得分一定很低。
Well, if you judge me by how much money I've given to the Church of God, then I would definitely be on the bottom of the list.
但是我有的我已经贡献出来了。
But whatever I have already offered it up totally to God.
我的青春。
My youth.
我的前途。
My prospects.
我的光阴。
My precious.
我的一生。
The prime of my life.
我一生传道。
I devoted my whole life to preach the gospel.
我的精力，我的健康。
My time, my energy, my health.
虽然我没有出于气愤把自己自焚了。
Even though I didn't go so extreme to burn myself up.
你看我这么瘦。
Look at me, I'm so skinny.
我几十年来都消耗着我的精力啊。
For the past decades, I've been using up all my energy for God.
那我这样的一个传道者。
So, look at me, a preacher of God's word.
对神的回应的付出得分一定是蛮高的吧。
So, would you say, I should have really high scores in terms of how I respond to God?
我这个传道者得分有没有百分之，你们给我打分，有没有百分之，你们给我打多少分？
So, how many marks will you give me as a preacher of the word of God?
你给钱，我给我的生命啊。
You give money, but I pour out my life.
如果你得80%分，我应该得85%-90%-95%了吧。
So if you get 85% of 100, then I should at least get 90, right?
但是圣经说，一个传道者如果没有重生，没有用神的爱去为人，一点益处都没有。
But what the Bible tells us is that even the preacher of the word of God, if he is not born again, if he does not have the love of God, it's still no use.
所以今天阿忠要洗礼。
Today, Ah Jung is going to receive baptism.
哪怕阿忠在神面前，在人面前，勇敢承认过去他曾经做过的一些罪过。
Even when Ah Jung is sincere and honest in confessing all his past sins today at his baptism,
如果他对神的回应不是百分百，
if his response to God is actually not 100%,
如果他心里的态度对神不是柔顺的，
if his inner attitude towards God is not one that is humble and obedient,
如果他的态度不是没有保留的,
if his attitude is not one without reservation,
即便等一下他承认他的罪过也不会获得重生,
even if he's willing to confess all his sins, he's still not going to be born again.
举当中完全的甘心的好像耶稣一样回应神，神的灵才会充满他，使他重生。
Only when a Zhong is joyfully, willingly responding to God, totally, just like Jesus, will God grant him new life, will God allow him to be born again.
任何一个人要达到这样对神没有保留的地步，非常困难。
It's extremely difficult for any person to go all this way to be totally yielding to God without reservation.
没有神的帮助是做不到的。
Without God's help, it's simply impossible.
这就是一个人经过长长的时间仍然不能洗礼的其中一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons why some people take a long time preparing for baptism and yet are still not ready to be born again.
这就是一个人长时间以来还没能获到重生的其中一个原因。
This is one of the reasons why a person might take a long time, but still he's not born again.
我已经说过了，有些人即便洗礼过，却没有重生。
As I've already mentioned, some people might have gone through baptism and yet they are not born again.
因为这个人从来没有达到没有保留的去顺服神。
Because that person has never reached this stage where he's actually totally yielding to God without reservation.
这神的要求是这么困难，有一些人到老都没有达到过。
Because this requirement of God is so difficult, some people cannot reach that even when they are old, when they are well advanced in age.
这神的要求，耶稣称为引向生命的窄门与小路。
And this is what God says, or what is described as the narrow gateway and restrictive road that leads to salvation.
这是耶稣说的。
This is what Jesus says, the narrow gateway and restrictive road that leads to life.
圣经又说，
The Bible also says,
神的教会是一群人，不是一个建筑物。
The church of God is made up of the group of Christians and not just a building.
神的教会是有神自己居住其中的一群人。
So the church actually refers to the group of people in whom God's Spirit dwells.
使徒保罗形容教会为神的圣殿。
The Apostle Paul describes the church as God's temple.
一个还没完成的工程。
Is the work that is still under construction.
神的工程就是要建造这个圣殿。
This is a project of God, of building up this temple of God.
使徒保罗又说，神的仆人们就是与神同工合作的。
The Apostle Paul also describes the church workers as his co-workers.
在一年前我们一起学习的哥林多前书第三章，那里保罗说，
About a year ago, we studied the word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
林前三章的第十到十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11.
在那里保罗说，耶稣基督就是这个圣殿的地基。
There the Apostle Paul tells us, Jesus Christ is that very foundation of the temple of God.
保罗说，我打下了地基，让别人借着建造上去。但如何造法，每一个神的仆人都要当心，因为已经奠定了的地基是耶稣基督，谁都不可以另打地基。
According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
我们去扶助一个人准备洗礼，就是给神的圣殿，给天国把关。
preparing a person for baptism is like assessing a person's readiness for entering the narrow gateway of God's kingdom.
当我们对一个想洗礼的人提出有要求，
When we tell a person the requirement for baptism,
说、你要对神存着一颗容顺的心，
Telling them you need to have this obedient, teachable heart towards God,
你要对神没有保留地听从他，
You need to yield to God, obey Him without reservation,
我们是小心翼翼地在基督耶稣的地基上建造工程，
We're actually building on Jesus Christ's foundation carefully.
这是另外一个原因，为什么用了这么长时间今天阿中才洗礼。
This is one reason why it has taken such a long time to prepare John for today's baptism.
当圣经说耶稣基督是神的圣殿的地基，是什么意思？
When the Bible tells us Jesus Christ is that very foundation of the temple of God, what does that mean?
地基也是房角石的意思。
The foundation refers to the cornerstone.
耶稣基督是我们的标准。
Jesus is our standard.
他对神的态度是毫无保留的。
His response to God is one without any reservation.
他对神的态度是美丽的，是善良的。
His heart towards God, his attitude is beautiful and good.
所以只有我们学习耶稣的那一套，才能成为神的教会的一员。
So only when we imitate Christ, when we learn from Jesus, would we be fit to be part of the Church of God.
今天阿中要踏出重要的第四步。
Today, Ah Jong is going to take this important step, the fourth step.
他接受了天父对他的要求。
He accepted this requirement from God.
他接受洗礼。
He's going to receive baptism.
他要努力地极尽这个进生命的窄门。
And he's going to strive with all his energy to enter through this narrow gateway.
我完全支持你。
I support you fully, wholeheartedly.
我们将成为同路人。
We're going to be fellow
travelers on
travelers on the same road.
但是接受洗礼才是第四步而已。
But actually, even receiving baptism is only the fourth step.
今后你还要跟神的教会一起完成贯彻第五步。
And after this point, you still have the fifth step coming up, and you have to keep striving on with the Church of God.
来到今天已经非常不容易。
Of course, it's not easy to even come to this day.
因为天父吩咐我们的。
Because what God has required of us, commanded us,
是这么困难。
Is such a difficult thing.
他要的是我们的全部。
What he requires of us is our all.
但是他意图是好的。
But remember, his intention for us is good.
他不愿意我们变得丑。
He doesn't want us to remain ugly.
他愿意我们变得美。
He wants each of us to become beautiful.
他愿意我们变得自由。
He wants us to be free.
他愿意我们悔改。
He wants us to repent.
所以他的要求是绝对的。
And that's why his requirement is absolute.
你尝过，
You've tasted it.
你明白，
So you understand it.
要达到完全没有保留的顺服神，苦等困难呢。
How difficult it is to come to this stage where you yield 100% without reservation.
如果不困难，三年前、四年前你已经洗了礼了。
If it's not difficult, you would have been baptized 3 or 4 years ago.
过去的三年走得如何的困难。
How difficult it was for the past 3 or 4 years.
天父花了多少的爱心才鼓励你做到今天。
How much love God has poured upon you, showered upon you, to help you through, until you can come to this day.
但是你要记住。
But remember this.
今天你才踏出了第四步。
Today you've only taken another step, the fourth step.
今后。
From now on.
我们一起
together
还要贯彻第五步。
We must persevere and go through to the fifth step.
下来的日子有神的美丽，有神的鼓励在等候。
In the coming days, God's beauty and His encouragement are waiting for us.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，进了窄门之后，还要一生的努力进天国。
But like what Jesus said, even after you have entered through the narrow gateway, there's still the long path that you have to strive and persevere till the end, till you enter the kingdom.
因为到了审判的那天，很多人想进去都进不成。
Because on the day of judgment, many people would want to go in, and yet they cannot.
进天国的关键跟今天洗礼重生的关键是一模一样的。
The condition of entering the kingdom of heaven is exactly the same as what we've learned today as the requirement, the condition of being born again.
你我今后要学习常常回到这个地步，就是柔顺的，没有保留的，完全向天父敞开，顺从他。
So from today onwards, let us always come back to this point. Always remain totally open to God, 100% yielded to His will, and always have this good, gentle, humble, teachable heart towards God.
每一次你我这样做，神的爱，神的圣灵就会充满我们。
Every time we do this, God's Spirit, His love, would fill us.
我们会变得越来越美。
We would become more and more beautiful.
我现在必须结束。
Now I must close.
我愿意用耶稣我们的主的话来总结。
Let me use the words of our Lord Jesus to conclude.
马太福音第七章十三十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 14.
耶稣说，你们要进窄门，因为宽门阔路引向灭亡，尽管走的人多。而那通向生命的却是窄门与小径，找到他的人真少。
Enter through the narrow gateway. Here's the reason. The road to destruction is broad, accessed by an enormous entrance. Many people are streaming in through it. How narrow the gateway and restrictive the road that leads to life. Few actually find it.
我们也念撒种比喻。
We also want to read from the parable of the sower.
我想邀请Grace 用英语把撒种比喻念出来。
I will read it in English. Now the parable of the sower is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. But these have no root.Who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. The ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. Now the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, understand it, accept it, and guard it with a beautiful and good heart, and bear fruit with patience.
She.而那播在好土里的，是说人听了神的那言，就明白、接受，并将它守护在一颗美丽善良的心里，坚忍不拔，结出几十，得了30倍、60倍、100倍的收获。愿天父用他圣经的话语鼓励大家。
May God use His own word from the Bible to encourage each of you.
愿今天的信息鼓舞而中去洗礼。
And hope today's message will give you courage to receive today's baptism.
就马上我们就会进行神圣庄严的洗礼，但是洗礼之前，我们准备了一首歌送给阿中，请献诗的各位出来准备。
Before we move on to the baptism service, the brothers and sisters of our church have a song to present. So may we invite our brothers and sisters to come up.